you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. This edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop, located at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
By George, I think I'm starting to get the hang of this radio thing. Now, for those of you who don't get the joke, weak as the joke may have been, I've been in the radio business for over 50 years, but this is just our third outdoor cooking show. So we at Edgewater Studios are cutting our teeth on food. Oh, that was bad. But totally intentional, I have to admit. Always the comedian. Never let a bad line go unspoken, I've always believed. But to be candid, and to get back to the subject at hand, we at Edgewater Studios, my multimedia company in Sugarland, we are learning a great deal in this new venture we call the Outdoor Cooking Show. And I don't mean just the cooking part. For one thing, we're learning that almost everyone likes to cook outdoors in this part of the country. And there's no doubt we have some of the best, most experienced chefs anywhere. And by that I mean professional chefs and amateur chefs. Now, the pros, the real pros, are telling me over and over again as I meet them that they, the pros, learn new techniques and tricks all the time, and that many of the amateur cookers they, the pros, talk to are teaching them as much as the pros teach the amateurs. So the Outdoor Cooking Show is a free exchange of ideas, a free exchange of techniques and tricks and recipes. It's for all of us, professional and amateur alike. All are welcome here at the Outdoor Cooking Show. So, welcome in. One of the things we're working hard on is communication. I have an old broadcasting colleague of mine who once said, "We're in the communication business, and it's funny, but communication with each other is one of the things we struggle with the most." And I think that's absolutely true, both on the air and off. So as the production company, the production source for the Outdoor Cooking Show, we at Edgewater Studios are trying to hone our communication skills and our communication systems so you can talk to us just as much as we talk to you each Sunday afternoon. And the easiest way to do that, the easiest way to reach us, right now at least, is through our Facebook page, which is The Outdoor Cooking Show, just to prove we could come up with a unique title for our Facebook page. My daughter, Skylar, is a brilliant designer. She is a graphic designer, a fashion designer, a web designer. She designs a lot of websites for our business. And Skylar designed the Facebook page and our website, but she named the Facebook page The Outdoor Cooking Show, I think, in large part, to make it easier for her aging old father to remember the name. So send us a private message on Facebook, and I'll do my best to respond, either on Facebook or on the air. However, I must point out that I've already received some feedback, not online, but in person. A friend who I'll call John. I'll call him John because, well, that's his name. John said, I told you I'd never leave a line out. John said, "Come on, Randy, you can't host the Outdoor Cooking Show and just salt and pepper the meat and throw it on the grill. You got to get creative." And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that he's right. I have always viewed the grilling process as a job, and it should be a joy. So it was really ironic when I ran into a couple of workout buddies at the gym the other day, and they realized for the first time who I'd been in my former radio life on the now-defunct Hudson and Harrigan show. I am no longer Irv Harrigan. And they finally realized that I was now hosting this outdoor cooking show. And the reason why that's ironic is because one of them is a foodie. I mean, a big-time foodie. And he could not wait to share his recipe for ribs. So much so, you're not going to believe this, this guy actually carried around the recipe for his rub ribs in one of those three-hole punch, plastic-protected binder thingies, you know, sheets. And he went out to the car and got a copy of it and just gave it to me and said, "That's yours to keep." Now, it needs to be said, my wife has long been very proud of her crockpot short ribs. Say that five times real fast. And my family has loved them for years, me included. I love them too. So I diplomatically suggested we do a Hames family rib cook-off, if you will. John's critique, my workout buddy's recipe, and the outdoor cooking show all just kind of came together and ganged up on me and forced me out of my crockpot comfort zone. And I made the decision to either go rogue or go home. So now, I have to emphasize, my wife Cindy is from Louisiana. She is a really, really good cook. So she's slightly, how shall I say, territorial about her kitchen. As such, she was not about to let me challenge her well-beloved barbecue ribs, her crock pot short ribs, without some input from her. So she insisted upon picking out the ribs at the store. We picked them out together. She insisted upon pulling the membrane off the back, and she insisted upon cutting off what she considered to be the excess fat. When it comes to cutting off excess fat, my wife's kind of like a plastic surgeon at a liposuction seminar. Then, together, we applied the rub concocted by a friend of mine I'll call Rick. I'll call him Rick because, well, you get the idea. That's his name. And after applying the rub, we wrapped the ribs in cellophane, and we put them in the refrigerator for 24 hours. Now, fast forward to the next day. We took the ribs out of the fridge long enough to let them assume room temperature. I seared them on the grill for a few minutes. And then I wrapped them in heavy-duty foil, and I baked them in the oven at 300 degrees for over 3 hours. I know, I hear you. All you purists out there are screaming bloody murder right now. But come on, I got to make some concessions to common sense here. I promise I'll try doing the entire process over an open flame next time. But I just wanted to make sure I didn't screw this up the first time I tried it. So now, before my family took so much as one bite of my rub ribs, I told them I wanted them all to give me their honest opinions about which method they preferred, the crock pot short ribs or the rub ribs. And I emphasized that I didn't want anybody to pull any punches. My feelings were not going to get hurt. Within just the first few bites, the verdict was in. I voted for the salt and pepper rub ribs. My son voted for the rub ribs. My daughter voted for the rub ribs, so long as the barbecue sauce was still available on the side. My other daughter, my daughter-in-law, voted for the rub ribs. And even my wife, surprisingly enough, voted for the rub ribs. The only dissenting vote came from my 5-year-old grandson, Liam. And he voted for the brownies. Cute little booger. So there you have it. my first foray into becoming a foodie. And it went well. It wasn't exactly Emeril Live, but it wasn't Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares either. So if I can get creative, so can you. As I said at the beginning, let's all learn together, shall we?
If your barbecue has gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Randy Hames here. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you're going to love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas, but they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, and fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, cold drinks, and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door with a wide variety of items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing social media, and my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run. You don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts. Call us today, 832-500-4272, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big-box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com. It's that time again. Time for the Great Texas Mosquito Festival in Clute, July 28th through 30th. As always, the Great Texas Mosquito Festival features fun, food, and music for the whole family in Clute Municipal Park. Don't miss the IBCA-sanctioned barbecue and fajita cook-off Friday and Saturday with trophies and cash prizes awarded. But that's just the beginning. The Great Texas Mosquito Festival has a carnival, petting zoo, a 5K run, doubles, washer pitching, and horseshoe pitching contests, haystack dive, and of course, the one-of-a-kind mosquito calling competition. Live music will include the Spasmatics and Blackberry Smoke on Friday night and Ryan Beaver, Andy Griggs, and Roger Krieger Saturday night. Get your advance tickets now at MosquitoFestival.com or at the gate the day of the event. The Great Texas Mosquito Festival, July 28th through 30th in Clute. A fun-filled Texas tradition for 36 years.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Creek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the Grill Father, Randy Haynes.
Our guest in this segment is Chef Eric Aldous. Did I say your name right?
Yes, sir.
Very good, Eric. There's nothing worse than being interviewed on a radio show and having the host mispronounce your name. As a matter of fact, I just wrote a book about my former radio life titled Houston's Morning Show, The True Story of Hudson and Harrigan. And the host who was interviewing me got the title of the book right and then called me Irv Harrison.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. So I've got Eric Aldous on the phone. He is the executive chef at Corner Table, 2736 Virginia, which is just off Westheimer, right, Eric?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show. I have a good young friend who is vegan, and she developed a love of cooking because she was vegan and she had to prepare her own meals aside from the rest of her family. And now she's turned that into a career as a chef. How did you become a chef?
Well, Randy, you know, I started out cooking at a young age. You know, I had a big family, and so whenever we got hungry, we just kind of got our hands in the kitchen and started cooking. I can remember cooking as young as 4 and 5 years old.
Really?
You know, supervision, of course. And then as growing up, we got, getting into parties in high school out here in Katy, and I was always that guy to, like, start putting stuff on the grill and start cooking for everybody, and carried that over through college, and then went to the Art Institute here in Houston. Got a good training there. It was more of an entrepreneurship and management school back then. And you got a little cooking, but you really needed to get your hands-on training as you move forward.
Well, hands-on training is what it's all about, whether it's cooking or broadcasting. You can't learn it from a book. But you've worked at the Ritz-Carlton, is that right?
Yes, sir. Ritz-Carlton in New Orleans.
Wow.
I had a short stint before Hurricane Katrina, and then I came back to help them open after Katrina as a chef de cuisine there.
Wow. And then there's Moe's, a place for steak. That's not Moe's place out in Katy, is it?
No, sir. I get that a lot. A little bit different.
Yeah. Well, Moe is an old friend of mine. You also worked at The Mark in City Center. Tell us about losing your knives.
Oh, man. So there was a little bit of a lease dispute there at the Mark as we were coming up on the new terms. Mm-hmm. And, we got let know that, you know, they weren't going to be able to work the lease out, and we were going to be exiting the building long term. Well, we didn't get to get my knife set, which I'd had for a while, so lost them. But you know what? Ever since that's happened, I guess the good Lord had bigger plans for me.
Well, one of those plans is Midtown Barbecue on Bagby. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. We're a premium barbecue restaurant, and actually, one of my childhood buddies, Brett Jackson, and I opened this restaurant. We grew up together out in Katy. We actually played Little League football together. We won the Turf Bowl when we were in fifth grade together, so we're champions. And, and you know, he went to work for Louis Mueller Barbecue in Tyler, Texas. They're very famous, you know, always in everybody's top five barbecue places. And, man, we got together and we opened up Midtown Barbecue, and it's we've had a great reviews, great support from the neighborhood and Houston in itself, and the press has been really nice to us as well.
So let's talk about Midtown Barbecue. What can we expect there? Brisket, ribs, sausage, what else?
Oh yeah, we have all Central Texas barbecue. So we have, I mean, our brisket it's craveable. Our chicken, we get high regards for our chicken and ribs and sausage. We've got a beef rib that's just out of this world. And then we've got some late night food. We've got, you know, some creative mac and cheese, some big baked potatoes, beautiful salads. And then we're kind of at the same time as doing Central Texas or Hill Country Barbecue, East Texas Barbecue, South Texas Barbecue. We're creating Houston Barbecue, I believe, with just the melting pot that we have. So we have your traditional pickles and jalapenos and onions, but we also have a little kimchi. So we kind of touch on the Houston heritage there with our impressive Asian influences. And we'll also be doing some seafood influence from like fresh fish that we use techniques out of the Pacific Islands, and we're really working on this octopus dish that we want to put out there. And
wow. I mean,
even the drink program is something different that we're doing at Midtown Barbecue. You know, even the booze, we're barrel aging some of our own drinks, but we're putting some of the liqueurs in the barrels and then smoking them whole in the barrel. So they're getting just these incredible flavors coming out of this. And with the smoked fruits and everything else that we're adding to our drinks, man, it's fun.
This is Eric Aldis, and he's talking about Midtown Barbecue, and it's on Bagby, is that right?
Yes, sir. It's right in the heart of Midtown.
And also, I understand that you may be on TV sometime soon. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, Randy, we can't talk too much about it, but we've got a show coming out called Potluck. it's gonna be a lot of fun. You know, it's basically, you know, how a chef does a potluck dinner. You know, I have four kids. I coach a lot of their sports, and you know, we have a lot of potluck dinners, and I'm used to seeing, you know, somebody's gonna clean out their freezer and you know, make room for this year's venison. Somebody's just going to bring a crock pot and plug it in with some kind of queso dish. And somebody always brings that Jell-O dish that's a salad / dessert that you don't really know about, you know?
Congealed salad.
There you go. So, you know, the deal behind it is, hey, man, you bring the onions, somebody else brings the tomatoes, I'll bring the fish, and we'll make a sauce while we're there and show you how to do it so you can still have a great time putting out a consistent dish, and still be able to enjoy the party.
What network is this going to be on, Eric?
Man, we really don't know yet. We've been purchased by somebody already, but we're working through the who they might be trying to sell it. So we're not where it's going to be on.
Well, that's all right. We'll talk about that the next time you're on, okay?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the corner table for just a minute. I saw an article that mentioned that corner table is tied into the paleo diet. Did I say that right?
Paleo, sir.
Paleo. Thank you for correcting me. But the corner table apparently caters to people who are following that diet. Tell us about that.
You know, and we have some paleo menu items on our menu, some paleo dishes. But really, the idea behind Corner Table is that if you have any special dietary needs, we're your spot to go to. Okay, so if you have a gluten allergy or a nut allergy or you know, can't eat seafood, the way our kitchen is designed there is that we can have it separated so there's absolutely no cross-contamination. We pride ourselves on basically providing anything to everyone, and especially those who have any special dietary needs, that we can make sure that we can make them happy.
So what's the most unusual request you've received thus far at Corner Table?
You know what? There hasn't been a lot. You know, because paleo is gluten-free, we get a lot of folks with celiacs or gluten allergies to come in, and we have our paleo pizzas.
What's on a paleo pizza?
Yeah, so I mean, so we use tapioca flour, coconut flour to make this dough for our pizzas to go on. Okay, so and then you got to make sure that the cheese is a vegan cheese and that it doesn't have the normal dairy products in it. And we're going all out with the thing, so you can have a beautiful paleo pizza. We have paleo tacos that aren't, you know, there's no flour in the taco shell and the tortilla. So it gets pretty impressive with what we're doing.
This is Eric Aldis. He is the executive chef at Corner Table, 2736 Virginia. That's just off Westheimer. You heard him talking about the paleo diet there. And he's also tied in with Midtown Barbecue on Bagby, a new concern. We'll talk about your sauce next time, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
So thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule, Eric, and we hope you'll become a regular here on the Outdoor Cooking Show.
Randy, thank you for having me, and anytime, anytime.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. The Outdoor Cooking Show will be back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame after this short break.
Nothing beats farm fresh produce. Roadside stands are great, but not always well stocked. But Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin always has produce fresh from the field. You can't get produce this fresh in stores. Froberg's has a spacious covered market, or you can pick your own produce if you prefer. It's summer, so Froberg's has vine-ripe tomatoes, huge bell peppers, tender young okra, purple hull peas in and out of the shell, and a whole lot more. Fruits, vegetables, jams, jellies, pickles, and a huge selection of dried beans and peas. And Froberg's Farm is famous for its pies, both traditional homemade or fried pies, with over 20 different flavors. Order in advance, and Froberg's can have as many as you need ready for pickup. And be sure you visit Greek Smokehouse right next door while you're there. Froberg's Farm, only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Froberg's Farm, farm fresh produce since 1936. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we just had fun. Listeners told us they laughed, too, all the way to work every day, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. So get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all that data remotely, so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for the truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring, so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200 or NuStar-Inc.com. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing social media, and my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run. You don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts. Call us today, 832-500-4272, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the daddy-o of the patio, Randy Hames.
Say hello to our next guest here on the Outdoor Cooking Show. It's Ray Greek of Greek Smokehouse, which is right next door to Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how you doing?
See what I did there? Hey, Ray.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember there was a Ray Hayes on Richmond Avenue in Houston at the railroad tracks many, many years ago? And I'm going to age myself now. by talking about that. But I'm going to do it again because Ray Greek and I go way back. A couple of decades, right, Ray?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I used to be on the Hudson and Harrigan show. I'm not anymore. I don't lay claim to the name Hudson or Harrigan anymore. But we were appearing at a car dealership there in Alvin where Greek Smokehouse is located.
No, sir. It's a little bit longer than that. It was a Pearland.
Was it? Ah, yes, that's right. It was a different location of the same dealership, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Thanks for correcting me on that. I think you overheard us complaining about the quality of some hot dogs we had contracted someone to provide for listeners. So you came by with some of your handmade homemade sausage, and as I recall, you knocked Willie's Weenies right out of the park.
Yes, sir, it's a good item, I got to say myself.
Well, now, Greek Smokehouse is, happily enough, one of our founding sponsors here on the Outdoor Cooking Show, and your smokehouse is the perfect partner for Froberg's Farm. Because you got lots of meat entrees to go with Froberg's vegetables, don't you?
Yes, sir. We have anything to go with the vegetables, the cabbage, the peas, the you name it. I mean, we can put you a pot together of any kind of stir fry, jambalaya, anything. We have all types of sausages as far as the andouille, the jalapeno cheese, venison and pork, and we got the all pork, the all beef, the dried sticks, summer sausage. Italian sausage, any sausage you can think of, we got it.
Well, let's start out by talking about how you got into making sausage. How did this come about? Was it a family tradition?
Well, it really wasn't. I've been a meat market manager for a company for like 24 years, which was Kroger Company, and I just decided to go out on my own because I went through a divorce recently before that, and I had to get up and go. I mean, I really wasn't getting anywhere, so I decided to start making the sausage myself in my little old place. And I came up one day and asked Mr. Froberg about if I could set up a little shop out here, and he said, "You sure can, boy." So I got my saddle and came right back and just set on some pallets out of an ice chest. And the people that I met here, the Froberg Farm, were some of the nicest people. They were just better than family. I mean, they were just let me come in and treated me like one of their own, and it's been that way ever since. And we're on the son is running it now, which is Alfred Froberg the Third.
Yes.
But he's done one tremendous job. Him and his wife, Nina and I, we really communicate well, and just like making a pot of stew, putting it all together.
Well, now, you were talking about that, Ray. You do offer some meats that go well, like a ham to go into pork and beans or something like that. You offer that too, don't you?
Yes, sir. We have ham pieces, ham hocks, salt pork. And a lot of our sausages are great into beans and peas.
Well, let's talk about your sausage a minute. You were naming off some of the different kinds of sausage that you offer. Now, you hand make all of these sausages yourself, right?
Absolutely.
So is it true what they say? No one really wants to know how you make the sausage?
Well, the people that do come and trade with us, they feel like they get hooked on it, and they can't find any better quality or the taste itself. That we got, and it's just hand over fist. You know, it's really a good item to go with any kind of vegetable table.
So this is Ray Greek of Greek's Smokehouse on Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin. So what's your secret, Ray? What makes your sausage so good?
Well, it's the blend of seasonings that we use and the pecan smoke.
And you're not going to reveal any of those seasonings that you use, right?
Well, we do to an extent. If someone wants a seasoning package for 25 pounds or something like that, we'll put it together for them, and they can take it home and make their own sausage, you know. And we have some people come and do that. But I don't really want to reveal the recipe totally, but I'll give them somewhat what's in there. You know, it's going to be salt, pepper, and fresh garlic and other seasonings.
So, Ray, do you sell the sausage cooked and uncooked?
Yes, sir. We'll have it cooked or uncooked, frozen, two to a package, or we'll get them a single link, whatever they like.
Okay, Ray, talk about how you cook the sausage.
Well, what we do is we take the sausage, we put it in a pot, and we boil several links, and it gets such a great flavor. And once it comes to a boil, you only have to boil it about 12 to 14 minutes, and it's ready.
I have a good friend who claims that that's the only way you should really cook sausage, is to boil it. It's a more efficient way to seal in the juices, and it rarely breaks the skin. Is that correct in your mind?
Yes, sir, because if you boil it too long, you're boiling out the flavor.
And how about backyard grillers, Ray? But people who want to take the uncooked sausage that they can buy there at Greek's Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin and take it home and cook it on the grill instead of boiling it. What's your best advice to them on how to grill the sausage?
You would take it, once it's blacked out in the refrigerator, thawed out, you'd put it on the grill for about 12 to 14 minutes. Just turn it over one time. And once it comes to a bloating point, you can poke a couple of holes in it to keep the extra grease out of it or the juices and put it over to the side about 5 more minutes and it's ready.
So you're saying, Ray, you should cook it directly over the open flame for, what did you say, 12 to 14 minutes?
Yes, sir, but not directly over the flame. I'd put it to the right of the flame somewhat to where it doesn't really, if it does have any juices in it, it can cause a flame and you don't really want that. It's something that you want to really pay attention to and just put it over to the right where the still a hot point of your pit.
And then you take the meat and put it off the flame? You offset it for another 5 minutes? Is that what you said?
If you wanted to, you can, but it's done. It's that. Once you reach that internal temperature, it's ready, 160.
Do you use a thermometer to figure out whether it's at 160 or not?
We do, yes, sir.
And what kind of thermometer do you use?
A food thermometer.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one of those that you actually stick in there, right?
It's one that you prong in it, yes.
And 160 is the optimum that you suggest?
Absolutely.
Well, it's baseball season, and everybody's watching the Astros and whatnot, and so it's baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and in this case, Greek Smokehouse. But why eat a weenie on a hot dog when you can get a great sausage from Greek's and make up a hot dog that'll literally hit a grand slam, right?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
And I'm a believer. And I don't mean the old Monkees song, for those of you who are thinking that. I believe in Greek sausage because I've eaten several different varieties of Ray's sausage, and they're all delicious. But that's far from all that you offer your customers. Ray, talk about what you have over there in that freezer in the corner at Greek Smokehouse.
What we have is what we traditionally make is some stuffed boudin bell peppers, seasoned hamburger, ground chuck, bell peppers. We've got some fresh-cut steaks that are frozen. We've got our turkey breakfast patties that we pre-slice, and customers take it home and take them apart and put them in the freezer and subdivide them, put them in a Ziploc bag, what they don't use. And we also carry the bacons, and then we also have the ham pieces.
Talk about the steaks for just a minute, Ray, because everybody likes a good steak on the grill. What kind of different steaks do you offer?
What I mainly carry is like the sirloin strips and the boneless ribeyes and some of our smoked ribeyes. They're cut about 2 to 3 inches thick. They're cut in between the ribs. We smoke them and then vacuum pack them, put them in the freezer. And the customer can take them out and just let them slack out and just preheat them in the oven. That they got a great flavor.
This is Ray Greek at Greek Smokehouse. You've also got those stuffed bell peppers. Talk about them for just a second. What do you do there?
Those we recommend to customers to take them, let them slack out in the refrigerator, and then take a couple cans of tomato soup and put in the bottom of them. And then what I would recommend is like putting onions and the carrots and the squash and the other vegetables that you like around the bell peppers, and you've got one meal in one pan.
And you got lots of seasonings too, right, Ray?
Yes, sir. We have our pre-mixed seasonings, fajita, the pinto bean seasonings, the blackened seasonings, and we even carry Guy's seasonings over here. For the people that's familiar with Guy's in Houston off of OST, they can locate it right here. They don't have to drive to Houston to get it.
It's Ray Greek of Greek Smokehouse in Alvin. In fact, he's right next door to the marketplace at Froberg's Farm on the same property on Highway 6 in Alvin. Greek's is located just 8 miles south of 288, 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. What's your operating hours, Ray?
9 to 6, 7 days a week.
Those boys know how to do it, Ray. Thanks for signing on as a debut sponsor for the Outdoor Cooking Show. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you're going to love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas, but they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, and fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, cold drinks, and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door with a wide variety of items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's that time again. Time for the Great Texas Mosquito Festival in Clute, July 28th through 30th. As always, the Great Texas Mosquito Festival features fun, food, and music for the whole family in Clute Municipal Park. Don't miss the IBCA-sanctioned barbecue and fajita cook-off Friday and Saturday with trophies and cash prizes awarded. But that's just the beginning. The Great Texas Mosquito Festival has a carnival, petting zoo, a 5K run, doubles, washer pitching, and horseshoe pitching contests, haystack dive, and of course, the one-of-a-kind mosquito calling competition. Live music will include the Spasmatics and Blackberry Smoke on Friday night, and Ryan Beaver, Andy Griggs, and Roger Krieger Saturday night. Get your advance tickets now at mosquitofestival.com or at the gate the day of the event. The Great Texas Mosquito Festival, July 28th through 30th in Clute. A fun-filled Texas tradition for 36 years. Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls. But not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big-box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com. If you love the taste of homemade sausage, Greek Smokehouse at Froberg's Farm in Alvin is an old-fashioned smokehouse with good old country service. Greek Smokehouse makes 10 different flavors of homemade sausage and smokes them for hours over burning pecan wood. No artificial smoke flavor at Greek's. You'll know that as soon as you walk in the door. Try the house favorite, jalapeno cheese, deer and pork sausage, or Greek savory boudin, Italian, or summer sausage. The freezer is full of hand-cut ribeye and strip steaks, stuffed pork chops and chicken breasts, stuffed bell peppers, and even peppers stuffed with boudin. And Greek stock seasoning meats to add to your next batch of greens or beans. Nothing's better together than homemade sausage from Greek Smokehouse and fresh veggies from Froberg's Farm, right next door. Only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Greek Smokehouse. Those boys know how to do it.
May the forks be with you. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Greek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the man who turns all the grills on, Randy Haynes.
Hillary Clinton Defense Fund. Oh, wait, hold on. They what? They let you go. Oh. Never mind. But you can still send that money to the Clinton Initiative Federation or whatever we're calling it this week.
Hey, pal, how you doing?
doing great, man. It's beautiful out here in the country. A little windy and breezy and hot, but hey, it's July. What do you expect?
Welcome back. One of the most talented broadcasters, one of the most talented voice actors and impersonators I have ever had the pleasure to work with. Fred Olson, my old radio partner from the Hudson and Harrigan Show. We're not Hudson and Harrigan anymore.
Well, you are so kind. You ought to be my agent.
I thought I was.
No, my wife's my agent.
Oh, that's right.
We'll get to her in a minute.
She's my agent, too, and I just forgot. Today and every day, we're now just Fred and Randy, but everybody at the radio station used to call us Fred and Randy anyway, so it comes pretty naturally, doesn't it?
Yeah, we used to have to go, no, that's Harrigan, and I'm Hudson, remember?
Yes, I remember that. I actually even wrote about that in my book.
Which is a great book, by the way, and I'm not getting any kickback for saying this, but if you ever want to know the ins and outs, and really the history of the show and a lot of Houston radio and corporate and stuff like that.
Thanks for letting me give it a plug. Houston's Morning Show, the true story of Hudson and Harrigan. You can find it on all the usual platforms, Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com and all of that. So how are things out at Rattlesnake Ranch these days?
Really good. The dog has recovered from his snake bite.
Yeah.
A couple of snake bites on the muzzle, and he's doing fine.
So any rattlesnakes other than that lately?
No, this was not a rattlesnake. Probably a water moccasin or something like that.
So how do you get rid of snakes out there, friend?
How do you get it? Well, you keep your land cleared, and you shoot them when you see them. No, I mean, over time. I mean, I know people who don't really clear around their place very much. And snakes are very habitual, and they'll keep coming back and coming back for generations and generations. So you try to interrupt that, especially the venomous ones.
Have you ever grilled one?
Never had grilled snake. You and I have been to wild game cook-offs where people have deep-fried it.
Yes, I remember that. Johnny Clevenhagen's wild game cook-off at Bear Creek Park.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that well. We ate buffalo one time, and I thought I was actually eating a piece of meteorite.
I thought that was the bear meat. Well, you've been to my house. You already know we're located across a cul-de-sac from a bayou, so we get a lot of snakes down there, too.
Yeah.
They occasionally venture into the neighborhood. I had to chase one out of my garage a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've found a granular product. It's called Snake Away. Works pretty good, but it only chases the snakes into the neighbor's yard, so they don't...
You know what that stuff really is? It's ground-up mothballs.
Yes, exactly. It smells like it.
So just go buy mothballs.
And save some money.
My wife has been battling things with mothballs for years. If you finally realize, we were the only people buying mothballs out here, and the local hardware store said, we're selling a lot of mothballs this month. You know, so we go back in the once we realize that even that doesn't always work.
So have you ever heard of a snake slayer? It's a pistol that shoots a shotgun shell, just one single shell.
Yeah, I've got a snake charmer, and then I also have a 38/357 caliber that runs looks like a 38 caliber snake shot. It's a little tiny shot in it,
yeah.
And it's really cool. So that works. We haven't had issues. Of course, now we're talking about them, they're going to show up.
Yeah, they'll hear us. Well, I don't think my neighbors would appreciate me firing off my shotgun in the neighborhood. So
no, you can't do that where you are. Out here, it's people just say, hey, sure. It must be Saturday. Somebody's shooting.
Okay, let's get to something a little more benign here, like cooking outdoors. After all, this is not the Outdoor Cooking Snake Show.
No, but I tell you what, I told you last week that I was going to turn you on to the best grilled jalapeno recipe. If you like jalapenos,
yes.
This takes it to another level.
Uh-huh.
It's easy to do. In fact, to explain the recipe, I've invited a local grower, and this grower grows only what is called the mucho nacho, which is almost guaranteed hot pepper. Because when you buy them at the store, you never know what you're going to get. You got them off a truck.
Mm-hmm.
It came off another truck. So mucho nachos are great. You get a buzz every time you bite into one.
Great.
But this recipe is so fun. I'm going to turn you over to this local grower. It's my wife. Here's Beverly.
Hey, Randy.
Hi, sweet girl. How are you?
You know what? We're doing good. We just finished doing a birding survey.
A what?
A birding survey.
Whoa.
No, not shooting, but we're doing a census here at Oak Ridge Ranch. So we just finished that.
So tell me about these jalapeno peppers. You blackened pepper, is that right?
Yeah, what you do is you put them on the grill and...
Whole? Now, wait a minute. You put them on whole?
Whole.
I see. Okay.
Yes. So you're going to blacken them.
Uh-huh.
And so then after you blacken them on all sides, then you take, I use normally two forks, and I do one to hold one, and then I stab holes in it like about three or four times into each pepper.
Uh-huh.
And then after I do that, then I put them into a Tupperware container.
Yeah.
And then I fill it up halfway with, I use gluten-free soy sauce. And then you squeeze either anywhere from 2 to 4 limes into the soy sauce.
Uh-huh.
And so then after that, I normally will transfer it to a baggie because you don't want to fill, you know, soy all the way to the top of the jalapenos. That's just too much soy. This way you put them in the baggie and then you can flip them back and forth, you know, for a couple of days, and it soaks up the soy and the lime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it turns it into this sweet, tasty. For most people, if they don't even like jalapenos, they love these. It's just unbelievable.
So you don't put anything else on it. It's just a grilled, blackened jalapeno with the ingredients you just described.
Yes, and then you have to transfer that, of course, to the refrigerator, and then you keep them in a container. But mine have kept for months. And I normally do two different kinds because I grow hot jalapenos and then the mucho nachos. And as Fred said, those are absolutely guaranteed to always be hot. So I do two different ones, but like we use them to put on nachos. We put them on, you know, steak and hamburgers. You can cut them up and slice them or eat them whole. I mean, they really and truly, there hasn't been one person we've given them to that hasn't loved them.
I'm talking to Bev Olson, my old buddy Fred's wife from Rattlesnake Ranch. Now, he also tells me that you are a chicken savant. You can just tell when the chicken is done. What's that technique?
Well, but that's only with the chicken breast.
Okay.
And so the main thing is that when I put it on a grill, that when there's very little give, like, you know, if you touch a piece of chicken in the beginning, you know, it feels mushy.
Uh-huh.
You know, so then I'll take my finger and then, you know, but I do time it. I normally time it, you know, maybe 2 to 3 minutes aside. And then when I put my forefinger on it, if it doesn't give and it just has that little bit, you know, of softness, then I know that it's done.
So that's the entire trick right there.
Well, for me, it is, but only with the chicken breast. I can't do it with, I don't do it really with a thigh or legs or anything like that. I will use a thermometer. But if you're in question, you can always just use a meat thermometer.
And what temperature do you look for?
160.
Okay, so this only works on breasts that don't have a bone, right?
That is correct.
Boneless chicken breasts.
Yes, and even if I do it, like there's times that because my feeling is the breasts are so big,
mm-hmm.
most of the time I pound my chicken breast so that the very fat part of it flattens out, you know, because so that it's kind of more of an even thickness all the way across.
Right.
And then I sometimes will even cut that in half, and then that way it's guaranteed for the finger test. Then you know that it's even all the way through.
Wow. Well, see, now I've learned two new techniques from you just today.
Cool.
Yeah, it is. Well, I appreciate all your insights into, how should I say, chicken insights.
Yes.
That almost sounds absurd, doesn't it?
It does.
Give the phone back over to my old buddy, would you?
Okay. Talk to you later.
Love you, darling.
Love you. Bye.
Okay.
Ain't she fun?
Yeah, she always has been. So she grows her own peppers, huh?
Yes, that and this year poblano.
Wow.
And bell peppers and okra. Cool. She got some okra coming in and habaneros. And
well, I'll tell you what, bud. I think we've just about covered it all. Snakes, chickens, and peppers.
and Hillary Clinton, too. We got everything in there.
It sounds like her law firm. Snakes, chickens, and peppers. Can I help you?
Chicken and peppers.
I'll be peppers.
Oh, man.
So great to visit with you, old pal. Keep those snakes on the ranch. That could be a new movie, couldn't it? I love you, pal. I'll talk to you again soon.
Love you too, man. Keep cooking.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on The Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something up?